On the Fly with Jaymon G. On the Fly is on the air.
And we are. We're down in Warbirds today at the very north end of Air Venture Grounds. And sitting here with me in this beautiful porch area at the briefing room is Rick Siegfried, the chairman of Warbirds of America, and Bill Harrison, also a director of Warbirds of America. Guys, we have another 12 minutes to talk about Warbirds. Let's talk more specifically about some of the things you were mentioning during the break.
Okay, one of the things, we kind of closed out the last session with a little bit of information about the Warbird Express tram tour. And so I kind of got sidetracked there towards the end, but we do start off with the training command, which is a great display of a variety of different trainers. We work through Fighter Town, which is largely populated with Mustangs. A little bit of history on the Mustang and what some of its roles were. People that flew the aircraft. We go by the Living History, which is an amazing event. These guys come out here no matter what the weather is. They have a tremendous collection of military uniforms. They have the weaponry, they have the vehicles, they've got the tents, and they make a little miniature military encampment over here and live there all week. They stay in those duct tents, and it's got to be a little warm. It's cool today, but when it's warm in the summer, you know what, I give them a lot of credit. But go up, they're more than happy to talk to you. Tell them what the unit they're representing, the kind of hardware they have, how they've collected it. I mean, they're really a great bunch of men and women that are showing us a little bit of history there. But we briefly hit that in the tram tour.
Is this the only venue that they're able to do that, or do they do other things with it as well?
They do it at other areas, but, I mean, here on the AirVenture site, I mean, this is it. They have these reenactments all over the country, and so the guys travel and get their collection, and they do a great job with it. Other air shows.
The amazing thing to me, I mean, right now it's cool, but when the sun is beating down and you're sweating in your T-shirt and you look over there and they've got on the wool uniforms, they maintain the periodicity all the way through. I don't know whether I admire them or wonder why they're smart.
Exactly right, and they love to have their picture taken. They have an evening program down there. They really have a good time. But getting back to the tour, see, you stopped at Living History there. We come up to the liaison areas. The liaisons are interesting airplanes. There's a big variety. A lot of those airplanes were designed for some specific task. And really, the liaison airplanes in World War II were kind of their helicopter of the day. It was before we really used a lot of helicopters. Their short field landing capability, their ability to travel with the troops, they played an interesting role, and we can tell you a little bit about that. We walk through some other trainers. We go up north. You know, we're all about, we tend to think about only the U.S. aircraft, but a lot of people had airplanes as well to train their pilots. The Red Star organizations, which is a collection of Russian Yak-52s and the Nanjing CJ-6 are out there. There's always a few others in that area, so we kind of drive through the trainer, and as we're going on the tour, whatever is right in front of the crowd, that's what the guided tour is all about. We wander through the largest collection of trainers probably here, the lovely SNJ T-6, Harvard, the pilot maker. Big collection of those through that, take you through and look at the T-34s we talked about a little bit already. About that time, we're into the transport area. The Beach Model 18 product, which was, of course, the C-45. We had a Blue Canoe out there, which is a Cessna 310 that the military used. The DC-3 or C-47, of course. A lot of great aircraft to see there. Move on to the bombers. Collection of B-25s. I think we had 5 B-25s here this year and a B-26. So they're out there on the flight line willing to talk to anybody who has any questions about the aircraft. From there, we go by the jet row. Can't forget about the jets. They're getting more and more popular from Korean War era right up through Vietnam. And they're all here for the people to see. Once again, 100th anniversary of Naval Aviation. We got a special Navy area that we're trying to populate with different aircraft. Finally, that goes right by, of course, our Warbird merchandise store. Can't forget about that. We got to get those T-shirts and things somewhere. Right next to Scott's Warbird Alley. And once again, guess what? You're back at the training command. And it's time to do it all over again. So
it takes about an hour?
Takes about 45 minutes.
Okay. So, well, that's a good way to see the area down here, at least as a preview.
Exactly right. Then, you know, at your leisure, you can go back and say, hey, I really wanted to see that particular airplane. You now know where it is. You can go back there and spend some time taking a closer look at it, or come over, take pictures with the Living History guys, or Make sure you make that Warbirds in Review either at 10 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's just always something to do here at Warbirds.
Bill, go ahead.
Oh, I just, you know, this is really Mecca for Warbird owners, and they want, we want to bring our airplanes here and show them off. All of us are a little bit of amateur historians as well as pilots, and the history of many of these airplanes is far than anybody else knows. Usually the owner knows it, but sometimes it surprises you. There's some that have been brought here and then two or three years later find out that they were really a significant airplane historically. We've got a T-6 here that is not painted in as such, but it actually participated in the training at Tuskegee. And it, in fact, my father-in-law was one of the instructors at Tuskegee during World War II.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of history and a lot of the guys' background out here. And, you know, before we get away too far also, you know, the Warbirds, there's lots of other venues around the country. Again, we're getting ready to show up officially at Reno, which even though the organization had its real roots a long time ago, getting a bunch of pilots once again getting together at the Reno Air Races, we're finally getting back, and I'm going to participate in the races this year, which I'm looking forward to.
What are you going to race, Rick?
I'm going to race the T6.
Ah.
So I have
another friend in the category, Ralph Rena.
Oh, sure, I know Ralph, yep. He was out at rookie school. I'm an instructor out at rookie school. Okay. We talked about safety. Just like out here, we have different levels of proficiency. You got to go to school to if you want to race out at Reno. Ralph went through. He'd raced years ago, so he was kind of
Miss
an old
America
hat.
Or something, or Miss. He had an old T6 years ago that he raced.
Yeah, I can't remember. Pardon me, I don't remember the name of it, but
I'm
gonna
be
flying
back.
Midnight Rendezvous, race 33. So look for me out there. We'll be in the pits. All you Warbird members, come on out and visit us. Once again, if you're going to be at Reno, come down here, join Reno, and then we'll join Warbirds of America. We'll once again see you at the Reno Air Races.
That's awesome. We have about 5 minutes left, and what I'm thinking we should talk about, I think everybody wonders what goes on behind the scenes in that little room over there.
Right, behind the doors?
Yeah.
Behind the closed doors?
That's
yeah.
a green door in reality.
everyone, give us a little bit of a scenes look at a typical pilot briefing.
Oh, typical pilot brief. Well, that's again.
Or is there no such thing as a typical?
Never pilot typical because the air show changes a little bit every day. You know, the guys get in, and again, it's a very serious matter. Okay, we start. You know, with the social aspects. Once again, welcoming everybody back. We're so glad they bring their airplanes up here at their own cost. Things of that sort, just to put on the show for everybody. I mean, let's face it, we're having a good time flying the airplanes, but that's part of it. Like I say, anybody who's flying formation had to have gone to a clinic or somewhere to learn that set of skills before they show up here. And the air boss is involved in it. We bring in a weather briefer. We put together a whole slideshow. They come in and we start with the basics just to make sure everybody reviews all of the safety requirements, how far we stay away from the crowd for safety. Different speed airplanes stay different distances away from the crowd depending on the type of maneuvers they're going to be doing. The FAA is always represented at the air show briefing, just in case anybody has any questions, or just to make sure that we're covering all the items we need to cover in the show. And we've never had one get up and say, "Oh, you guys forgot this," because guess what? Everybody's well prepared. We got proper materials that the guys can look at and review the information that they need. A brief takes about the first time it's out here. It's almost about a 45-minute. Group briefing, then all the individual groups break down and go over specifically, okay, the fighter lead takes the fighters, he takes his off separately and really reinforces what the plan is for that day, what everybody's going to be doing in that flight, how we're going to launch the flight, how we're going to fly the flight, and how we're going to recover the flight. So it's all part of the information that has to be passed along just to fly the war show. The Warbird Air Show here at Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Well, the choreography is really very well done. Wayne Boggs and his group put together a show that all you have to do is just follow it. I mean, you do what you're supposed to do. And when people look up and see these huge formations, it's overwhelming. But a huge formation is actually a formation of formations. It's based upon elements of two people flying together. And then you put all these twos together, and it ends up with formation. I think 32 is about as much as.
Well, actually, when we had the we put 60 T6s in the air at the 60th anniversary of the T6. But that gets a little large and unwieldy, but we sure had a lot of fun. And, of course, we've choreographed some great shows here over the years and have an awful lot of fun with it. And Bill's flown many, many of those shows himself.
There's a time and a place for everything, and I had my time in this place, and it was great, and I enjoyed it. And I really invite people to come participate with the Warbirds, not only look but join, because they'll get a lot more out of it if they put more into it. And it used to be considered a rather elitist group, but it is not. We're glad to have them. What?
You let me in.
I wasn't going to say that.
Well, guys, it has been a pleasure being down here at Warbirds again. Love coming down to this neck of the woods, and I'm going to take your tram tour. Actually, I think we should take a field reporter on the tram tour and just do a live tour show is what we ought to do.
Hey, you're welcome.
We thought about that. We just, I mentioned it to Rick and also to you that I thought that would be great. The problem is we really at that point didn't know how it was going to work, and I think for next year have a pretty good thing. You know, you could plan a 30 or 40 minute tour from the tram, and people would get a lot out of it.
Oh, I'm thinking we could just do it separately, not on the fly, but a separate, where we record it and then play it later.
Sure.
And it'll play, we have archives online. EARadio.net is year-round, 365 days a year. So people can listen to all this stuff. All these shows are archived, and you can do it on an iPhone app or on a Droid or on your home computer. And all year round, you can do it. So guess what I'm going to do now?
Say goodbye?
No, I'm going to go sign up for Warbirds of America.
Of course.
It's about time.
You gave me the perfect line, and did I fall for it?
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We're at Warbirds. We're wrapping up here, and tomorrow on the fly, we'll be over and down on the farm. We're going down on the farm tomorrow to the Ultralights. So join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock for that, and J. Munchie signing off. We'll see you.